If we were to tell you now that there'd been great progress here in Bonn at this point in the conference, it would be the first time in the history of a meeting of the Biodiversity Convention, and you wouldn't believe us. And of course, we're not telling you that. What's surprising to us, though, at this stage, because we don't expect at this point to see there's breakthroughs in many areas, we would have expected to see the pattern that's coming ahead of us. We would have been able, should expect to see where the negotiations are going to leave us, where the compromises are going to come. And we can't yet see that. We've seldom been in a situation where there's been less confidence on the part of some governments in their negotiation, and where there's been such inconsistencies in the positions of some countries as well. It's a standard situation for us who watch this issue from civil society's point of view to look at Canada and Brazil and to recognize the usual actors with the usual problems and causing problems for the rest of us. It's also not surprising for us to look at Norway and see it as a supporter in many of these issues and constructive here. Where we're confused is by the role of the European Union, helpful in some places, extremely unhelpful in other places, almost neurotic in how it's responded to the issues during the course of the last few days. You have the sense, in fact, with the European Union that's kind of caught in a time warp, that the negotiators reached their 27 country conclusions in Brussels some weeks ago, and the world has moved on. The events of the hunger emergency, the food emergency, have overtaken them, and they're caught with positions which are not even held in their capitals any longer, but they can't actually get themselves out of their negotiating mold to see what's happening in the world around them and to adjust to the new situation. That's equally true for Canada, caught in that situation where Canada is struggling to respond to the food emergency and yet is caught taking really quite negative positions here in Bonn, that related to Indigenous people, certainly, related to many of the climate change issues here, that it would really not want to be in. And if it were speaking from Ottawa rather than speaking from Bonn, would actually be desperately trying to adjust its positions. This is not the story you'd be hearing. So we're in trouble here in trying to get them to realize the world around them. We have our hearts in Bonn, we have our minds and our brains in Rome, as governments move from here to the food summit next week, where many of the same issues will play out, where the issue of agri-fuels, biofuels, will be a very hot topic in Rome, with President Lula there speaking on behalf of biofuels. We'll be dealing with a hot topic in Rome as well of GE trees. It can't be avoided when you talk about biofuels. It's part of that debate. And of course, climate change and all of the issues around the strategies of corporations in responding to what is a very convenient truth for some of the companies as they try to corner the market on climate change. So all of that is going on here, and we're trapped in a situation where the progress is somewhat lemming-like rather than constructive, as the governments try to negotiate themselves through old positions. I have to stress that Brazil here has been especially strange in that we see a split in the delegation. These are very professional diplomats normally who handle themselves usually very, very smoothly in negotiations. That's not so in this case, and it's left the rest of us confused. They fought among themselves over agricultural biodiversity questions. They've taken text forward on ocean fertilization, which was extremely hostile to the rest of the conference. Then they've come back and withdrawn the text, saying it was a mistake. So we're left without a sense of where these governments are finally going to take us. Listening to the negotiations, being in the meetings, you have the sense that if there's a new superpower on the planet, it's really going to be Africa, and it's going to be the Indigenous peoples who are speaking both on behalf of themselves, but also on behalf of countries such as, again, Panama and Bolivia, who have heroically fought on talking about substantive agenda items, trying to make substantive recommendations here, whereas other governments have been, again, tangled up in their internal fights, their neuroses over their Brussels positions compared to their Bonn positions, and trying to make sense out of where they're going. And that's tragic. We hope that the next day or two we can see some progress in these areas. We're pushing hard in each of these agenda items. We haven't lost hope yet, but in a sense we see that some of the toughest agenda items may end up being fought out, not at the high-level meeting, but in Rome next week.